And now, the words of the year. Did you start using any new words in 2023? Or notice people using an old word in a new way? Every year since 2004, Oxford Languages, publishers of the Oxford English Dictionary, select their word of the year. The idea is to find a word or expression that became popular because it reflected the mood or concerns of that year. This time, Oxford Languages made a short list of 8 words and asked the public to choose 4 of them. Their expert lexicographers then made the final decision. And for 2023, the winner was RIS. Let's take a look at what RIS and the other words on the Oxford shortlist mean. RIS. The winning term RIS evolved out of social media and is short for charisma. It's a teen slang word meaning intense charm or romantic appeal, especially, but not exclusively, in men. The term got really popular in June after Spider-Man actor Tom Holland claimed in an interview, "I have no riz whatsoever." His fans presumably wouldn't agree. Prompt. In the year when millions of people began using the artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT, it's not surprising that the word prompt has made it onto the shortlist. A prompt is an instruction given to an artificial intelligence program, algorithm, etc., which determines or influences the content it generates. It's the information you put in to get a response. Situationship. A situationship, a blend of situation and relationship, is a type of romantic or sexual relationship that seems particularly popular among Gen Z, young people born in the late 1990s and early 2000s. A situationship doesn't have to be exclusive, and above all, it doesn't have to be forever. If a situationship works for now, that's fine. If it ends next month, that's also fine. In a situationship, convenience is more important than commitment. Swifty. According to a recent survey, around 50% of the adult population of the US are Swifties. And there are many millions in Europe too. In case you're not among them, a Swiftie is a dedicated fan of Taylor Swift, the 33-year-old American singer-songwriter. Swift has a reputation for looking after her fans, and they love her for it. Her recent world tour made more money than any other music tour in history. Beige flag. When talking about relationships, a beige flag is a character trait in a partner or potential partner that is neither good, like a green flag, nor bad, like a red flag. You don't love it or hate it. It's just a quirk of who that person is. TikTok, hashtag beige flag, is full of examples. Here's one. My boyfriend put mayonnaise on fried eggs. This may seem weird, but it's not a reason to end the relationship. De-influencing. De-influencing is the practice of encouraging people not to buy particular products or to reduce their consumption of material goods. De-influencing is a reaction against the thousands of influencers on social media who try to convince us to buy the latest must-have cosmetics, phones, holidays, etc. De-influencers do exactly the opposite. Check out some examples of de-influencing in action on TikTok, hashtag de-influencing. Heat dome. This is the only climate change term on the shortlist. A heat dome refers to a persistent high-pressure weather system that traps hot air in a particular geographical area. Heat domes caused the extreme heat waves that were experienced in many parts of the world in 2023. Parasocial. The adjective parasocial describes the kind of intimacy a fan can feel for a celebrity. Many Swifties, for example, have a parasocial relationship with Taylor Swift. Of course, the relationship is one-sided and unreciprocated, and yet the fan comes to feel, falsely, that they know the celebrity as if they were a friend. Other dictionaries have also chosen their word of the year. Merriam-Webster, a dictionary based in the US, selected from words that saw a spike in online searches during 2023. Their choice was authentic, meaning real and genuine, but also true to one's personality. It's not a new word, of course, but it has been used much more than usual in connection with artificial intelligence, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. The opposite, deep fake, was also on their shortlist. A deep fake is a fake image, audio, or video that has been generated digitally using deep learning, a type of artificial intelligence. The Cambridge Dictionary's Word of the Year was also related to false impressions and artificial intelligence. Its word, hallucinate, refers to a tendency of such tools to generate and then insist on misleading or completely made-up information. Sometimes these hallucinations are obviously nonsensical, but they can also seem plausible. Artificial intelligence also inspired Collins Dictionary's Word of the Year 2023. Its choice was simply the acronym AI.